Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, you can join 106.7 The Fan for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. It starts tomorrow at 6 at Honor Brewing Company in Sterling. Going to get you hyped up for the game. Honor Brewing is located at 42604 Trade West Drive. So we'll get you fired up for the game tomorrow for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. And right now, we want to get you fired up. It's Football Friday, playoff game tomorrow night. Most Commanders fans online, at Junks Radio, and on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, believe the Commanders win. Give us the game script. How does it happen? Cakes was listening to Kevin Sheehan,
yesterday,
one of our colleagues.
Correct.
And he gave you a script where it was a super high-scoring first half.
He was giving, like, drive-by-drive specifics. Who was catching touchdowns? Who was intercepting balls? Like, he had the whole thing.
Did he have Jaden throwing any picks?
I mean, he had Jaden, like, going off because he had the Commanders winning 38-34 in a full-blown shootout. Shootout, Detroit style.
I just think that the game is going to be similar to last week. Maybe not that low scoring. 23 was it 23-20 last week?
Yeah.
I just think that Washington has to bleed clock and have those 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 play drives like they did. That's just how I believe it has to happen.
I think this is going to be a game where Jaden could run for like between 80 and 100 yards.
Play the music. Come on, Kicks. Play the music. Like, we got to feel it.
They realize that's a huge blueprint for them, and Detroit's not very good at stopping rushing quarterbacks. You have a premier rushing quarterback in Jaden Daniels, and you also have a running back who's struggling at about 3 yards per carry over the last 5 games of B-Rob. Like, lean into what you do well. Like, it's Jaden Daniels.
How do they do it? 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you Commanders fans that are predicting a Commanders win. Tell us how it happens. I agree with you, Jason. If it's going to happen, they're going to probably have to do either what they did there or, I mean, I guess I give them two different ways, or I've been saying it's got to be like the Eagles game. And I know Jalen Hurts went down, but they didn't punt in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They put up 36 points in that game, so it's similar to the Kevin Sheehan script, and they just outscored them. I don't think you're going to shut down the Lions by any means.
The only way you're going to outscore them, though, is you got to make stops, either via turnover or big tackles, and you got to leave them with, like, 4th and 8.
Like, if not 4th and 2s.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play 4 downs.
Yeah.
And it's actually terrifying when you think about it. So probably, to be honest with you, you're probably going to need turnovers.
But the Lions have to do the same thing.
You know what? I might make that bet.
The Lions have to do the same thing with the Commanders. They're going to play with 4 downs too.
I agree. I'm not worried about us.
Yeah.
But we're going to score. But they've proven to be a little bit better at scoring. Right? So let's just be honest. We're going to score. And I love our offense. But, you know, they score 4 points of war per game than we do.
Yeah. Almost 5.
That's actually a fairly significant difference. I was thinking back to the last game where it was like a 1-point difference.
And obviously at home, indoors, they score a ton.
Yeah. Now, we should be good indoors too.
Yeah.
That helps us too. You know? Maybe, in fact, maybe that's a great equalizer because we play half our games outside in the terrible weather.
I just don't think if it goes over the total, I don't think it helps Washington. I think it's got to go under.
I think it's hard to keep up with them because they just score more.
Yeah.
And I just don't have, at least they have a dominant run-stopping defense, relatively speaking. We don't have a dominant anything on defense.
Correct.
Jason, they average 35.3 points per game at home.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, that's a crazy number.
I'm most worried for Washington.
I mean, if they get to 35, I'm sorry, they're not losing.
I'm most worried for Washington stopping Jahmyr Gibbs and just the speed that they have. So Gibbs is fast, and then, you know, Cakes brought up Amon-Ra before. Maybe he's not the fastest guy in a straight line, but he's shifty. And Jameson Williams is a burner.
Here's what you can't let happen.
I don't know how they stop that.
Gibbs over the last three is averaging 5.7 yards per carry and 162 total yards per game, rushing and receiving. You need to keep that number, that total number for him, to like 110 or 115.
How does this defense do that? They haven't done it all year.
I don't have the answer.
It could be an outlier. Like, I agree with EB. I guess you got to force some turnovers. Looking back on that Eagles game, they actually forced four punts, but it was Kenny Pickett in a quarterback.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Listen, most games, if we ever force a punt, it's a huge win for us. Right. In fact, if you hold them to a field goal, it's a huge win. Huge win.
Well, that's how they won the game last week because Baker botched the snap and they set up a field goal.
Yeah. And you're not going to get a turnover. You got to at least hold them to a field goal. But the thing is, they're not going to take a field goal unless it's like 4th and 20.
And their guy,
you got to defend the whole field.
Their guy can bang them from deep.
Yeah.
Bates. He's got a big leg.
He's got a big leg, yeah.
All right,
let's hit the phones.
All right, let's go to Don in Ashburn. Don, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, you guys should get that soundbite from the other guys where Will Ferrell says, "Lion tastes good. Let's go get some more lion."
Mm-hmm.
That's classic. But no, I think they need to ball control, man. They got to run the ball, and they've got to, or those short passes out of the backfield. And then I think if they can really pressure Goff, we've never seen this defense really dial up like the pressure. You know, we get it every now and then from the linemen, but I want to see them just like fluster Goff and just get at him from the get-go and just be relentless there. And I think that, you know, causing some turnovers and controlling the ball, I think that can lead to a good win.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point about pressuring Goff. He, in back-to-back games, he was sacked twice. I mean, they won both of those games, but in the last three, he's been sacked twice, one time against the Bears. So they've been good about protecting him.
Yeah.
He wasn't very good in the game against the Vikings, but he didn't have to be because Gibbs scored four touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, he threw two picks in that game.
That seems to be where he makes some of his mistakes, and you get him into those, you know, I mean, five interceptions is not something that's likely to happen, but if you can get them off rhythm just a little bit, it just seems like kind of like that old Rams team, like where the Patriots just kind of went at them in that Super Bowl. They were kind of a finesse team, and they just kind of knocked them off their game, and I don't know if it's possible, but I feel like they got to really put the pressure on Goff.
Yeah.
No, right, for
thank
sure.
you, Donnie.
That's definitely good.
All right. Yeah, that's right. I like it. Thank you, buddy.
By the way, one of their starting guards, Kevin Zeitler, is out with a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
Advantage Commanders.
They thought he might get back, but no, he's not going to be there. So that's
a positive.
Big. He's
positive
good.
For the guys in the burgundy and gold.
We need all the positives we can get, Case.
Yeah, we need all the help.
All right, let's go to Marcus in Brandywine. Marcus, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey Marcus. Bud, what do you say?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I've said it once. I'll say it again. Our defense is what it is. I think this game, like you guys said, be a high-scoring game. You get maybe 7 to 9 drives a game. If the defense can come up with maybe 2 to 3 stops, and I really feel like they're good for 2 to 3 good stops in crunch time, that'll be the difference in this game. Even if that stop is making them score a field goal instead of a touchdown. And I think that's the way we win this game. It'll be high scoring. Both offenses are elite. Both defenses are shaky. So I just feel like if we can, it'll come down to those 2 to 3 stops. I mean, and really on either side, on our side and on Detroit's side, whoever can come up with those 2 to 3 key stops, I think will win this game. But my heart is with the burgundy and gold, as always. Appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Shane in Switzerland, Cakes. Switzerland checking in.
Switzerland's a long way away. That's pretty
Switzerland,
far.
Play the music, Kings. Let's get fired up. Shane.
Hey, play some yodeling in the background for this guy.
Hey, what's up, John?
Now, they may be neutral. Isn't Swiss a neutral country?
They are
used
neutral, but I don't think the Shane dog is neutral.
Hey, let me tell you something. There's no neutral over here. We're all Commander fans over here.
All right. What's up,
keep
man?
Keep it with the bird and gold, baby, all the way.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, first of all, our secondary's got to step up. Our secondary's been question mark all year. Lattimore, this trade's not looking, in my opinion, the way it's supposed to pan out for us. He's looked bad out there. I call it what it is.
I agree with you. I mean, everybody agrees.
Did everything he wanted to do. We got to stop the run. You know Detroit Lions will come in and run the football, which we've not done that, but you got to bring up pressure. I do think we win 24-21 in the last second, and Daniel's going to come down and do his thing. But, you know, look, here's the thing. We weren't supposed to have 12 wins this year, and look what we're doing right now. So we're back. I hate to say it, but the Commanders are back. I hate that name, by the way. Don't get me started on that. But yeah. No Commanders, but you got to stop the run, and the secondary has got to step up. I don't know how they're going to play the man coverage if they do, but we got to do something.
What brought you to Switzerland, by the way?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
My home. I have a house out here.
He just likes to travel.
I just like to travel.
Winter home? Usually winter homes are someplace warm.
What's the temperature right now?
It's about 42 degrees, 40 degrees.
Oh, it's balmy in Switzerland.
It's almost like 230. Yeah. We're getting ready to go to the top of Europe and do our thing at the top of the Europe. And then from there, we're going to head on to Evian. That's the Italy side of it, too. That's where you drink that.
He's the biggest podunk water, in all Switzerland.
I know. What did you do for a living?
I used to build data centers, but I'm retired now. So
he killed sense. It. He just killed it.
No way.
He retired where his bank account
did
was.
Did you build them in Ashburn, Virginia? Because they're all over there.
I built them in Ashburn. Yeah. My last one was going to be in Prince William, but, of course, all the Karens out there had to come up and protest. But here's what they don't realize.
He's got to get political.
That's
not really political.
What they want is because of data centers. That's all.
He's the only guy in Switzerland said we wasn't expected to do anything.
I would think building data centers would be pretty easy. Aren't they just big rectangles?
Shane might be the only person in Zurich who has a barbed wire tattoo.
I'm in Bern. I'm in Bern. Zurich is beautiful, but I'm in Bern right now. It's what they call it. They got a big
who knew Shane's so worldly?
I know.
All right, man.
I mean, I haven't been to your buddy. He has a freaking house in Switzerland.
Bern.
Just because he threw up some big, gigantic buildings in Ashburn.
All right, let's
Those guys are doing everything else.
Still banging out calls?
800-636.
Oh, I believe it. I've seen them.
1067 is the number. We'll come back, take more of your calls. You can hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
Play it!
How do the Commanders pull off the upset in Detroit tomorrow night? Your call's next at 800-636-1067.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.